In 2017, the University of Pennsylvania just came out with some research that indicated that those who empathize with those who experience suffering actually experience suffering in themselves. They were able to track in their subjects that they experience an increase of the stress hormone cortisol in their blood, despite not having endured the pain themselves. Now, if we combine the power of empathy with the power of a mother's love in experiencing the suffering of her child, how great would that suffering be? When her child experiences pain, she too feels it in her heart. When the child's hands and feet are being pierced through with rough iron nails, she too feels the wounds in her hands and in her feet. And when her child dies on the cross after hours of asphyxiation and suffocation, it is as if the very breath in her heart has vanished away too. But even more so, this mother has experienced a sword of sorrow that has pierced not only her body, but her soul as well. Today, we celebrate the memorial of Our Lady of Sorrows because we commemorate the mystery that Mary suffered intensely with Jesus. We all know in our mind that Mary suffered, but we haven't maybe sufficiently reflected on that depth of her suffering. Many of the saints actually call Mary the Queen of Martyrs. And this is an interesting term because Mary never died in the sense of dying for the faith, of being killed by others. Yet St. Alphonsus Liguori reaffirms this title of Mary because Mary is the Queen of Martyrs because of her intensity of suffering and also the duration of her suffering. So just as we have considered above, Mary entered intimately into Jesus' suffering through the power of empathy and through the power of a mother's love. And so much so that she participated in the passion of her son in a unique way. Saint Bernardine of Siena goes as far to say that the grief of Mary was so great that were it divided amongst all men, it would suffice to cause their immediate death. The Fathers of Vatican II expressed it in this way: the Blessed Virgin, enduring with her only begotten Son the intensity of his suffering, associated with herself with this sacrifice in her mother's heart, and lovingly consenting to the immolation of this victim, which was born of her. Wow, she participated in the intensity of his suffering. Now, with regard to the duration of her suffering, Mary knew very early on that Jesus was going to die. Not only when Simeon pronounced that Jesus would be a sign that is to be contradicted, but even after giving birth to her son. Barely a month into this joyous celebration of the birth of her son, one of the wise men comes and gives her the gift of a jar of myrrh. Myrrh is essentially an anointing oil used to embalm a dead body. It would be equivalent to going to a baby shower and giving the mother a coffin for her child. And so St. Alphonsus Liguori would put these words in Our Lady's lips: do not pity me only for the hour in which I beheld my dear Jesus expiring before my eyes. For the sword of sorrow predicted by Simeon pierced my soul during the whole of my life. When I was giving suck to my son, when I was warming him in my arms, I already foresaw the bitter death that awaited him. Consider then what long and bitter sorrows I must have endured. Mary has suffered deeply And she can truly say with her son in the book of Lamentations, "Look and see if there's any sorrow like my sorrow, which was brought upon me, which the Lord inflicted on the day of his fierce anger." So Mary knows the depth of human suffering like no one else. Do we experience suffering? Do you experience a physical illness or an exhaustion that does not seem to go away? Maybe you experience a nagging depression or confusion in your mind and in your soul, and you feel like you're at your wit's end. Or maybe you feel deep sorrow in your heart for a loved one who has passed away, or one who is nearing the end of their life. And you can barely hold on anymore. And you fall on your knees. Cry out to our Blessed Mother and say to her, "Blessed Mother, I feel this pain in my heart, and it feels like a sword in my soul. I feel like the wine of my life is fading away and it is running out. Pray to Jesus for me that he may transform the bitter water of suffering into the wine of salvation. I do not know how to suffer. So show me how to suffer, because when I suffer with you, I suffer with Jesus. For the spear that pierced his most sacred heart pierced your immaculate heart too. I do not know how to unite my sufferings with Christ, so unite my bleeding heart with yours, so that this suffering may not lead to my despair, but to the hope of the resurrection." And surrounded by your protective mantle, I will rejoice when I share in the sufferings of Christ, as St. Peter says, that I may rejoice exultantly when his glory is revealed.